This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looks like John Gosselin is being investigated by Child Services for attacking his son, Colin.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently, Colin and John got into a huge fight in the car. And after pulling into the garage, like, Colin threw something at John's car. He dented it. Then, according to the source, John got out of the car. He was so mad, he put him in a headlock, punched him in the nose. So there was just an awful amount of details coming from this story that Child Services got involved. And it's because Colin called the police on his father. But here's the weird part. So he posted about it on Instagram, Colin did, and shortly after that post disappeared, and another one went up where Colin said he was better than ever. So I don't know what's going on. Is his dad encouraging him to hide it? I don't know what's happening.
And he's
here
in like his mid-teens, isn't he? So he's a
little
bit older.
Yes, he's a teenager. He's one of the six, the sextuplets. And he's the only one living with his dad right now because he's had some issues and he wasn't living with mom anymore. So wow, just a bizarre story. And Kate, of course, is totally supportive of the police coming and investigating her ex. So we'll have to see what happens and where this story goes. We'll keep you posted. Well, you couldn't wait for 90s fashions to come back around. I know you were waiting.
I'm waiting.
You're in luck. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air coming out with a fashion line inspired by Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh my gosh. Just thinking of everybody wearing those fashions nowadays.
Yeah, you can see the pieces at TMZ.com. It's a 30th anniversary collection that includes 30 items reflecting Will's Philly roots and his Bel-Air life on the show. And of course, this timing is right around where the cast reunites for the HBO Max special that's airing around Thanksgiving. Plus, the 2-season order for the dramatized reboot of the original sitcom. And guess what else?
What?
This is interesting. Will is reuniting with Janet Huber.
Whoa.
She starred in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as the original Aunt Viv.
And they didn't for years. Like, she hated him some reason, right? Wasn't it that way?
Oh, much.
Not the
other?
Yeah.
No, it was her. Yeah, she was so angry with him, and a lot of behind the scenes drama between the two of them. So now with the HBO Max special coming, the two are actually sitting down. So we'll have to see how this
goes. I wonder if she's being nicer too because she wanted to be included. Like,
because
Will definitely is on the show. You know what I mean?
Like, and then she, I agree with you.
She has to make good to be on the show because Will has to be on the show, not her.
Sure. I mean, maybe it brings her back to the limelight and maybe there's some money involved. Who knows? But I can't imagine she's completely forgiven him. I just can't.
Hopefully.
Not with everything that went on. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hilary Swank is suing the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, SAG-AFTRA for short. She's suing their health plan after being denied coverage for the treatment of malignant ovarian cysts. This happened back in 2008, but they stopped allowing her claims for the treatment, saying there was an exclusion for infertility treatment. And she's like, what? I didn't do it for infertility. I did it because I had malignant cysts. So she says their plans are antiquated and she plans on taking them to court.
So it wasn't just a coding error, huh? Sometimes that happens, but hopefully she gets coverage.
Well, you know, I'm sure she argued it at the time. And, and we all know what it's like dealing with insurance companies, right?
They're so friendly.
And finally, Ken Jennings is returning to Jeopardy, but not as a contestant. He's going to serve as a consulting producer.
Wow.
And he's going to present his own video categories, assist with contestant outreach, serve as a general ambassador for the show. And some are saying he might be in the works to take over for Alex Trebek when he retires. Now, the show comes back on Monday for its 37th season. I just hope Ken knows his role and doesn't upstage any contestants trying to answer questions before they can.
Or, since he's executive producer, put himself back on the show and know all the answers.
I think he knew all the answers before he needed to be the executive producer. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
And here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can refinance your car loan, save some money, and make no payments until the holidays. So you can buy your own set of gifts. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And for details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, Dina, what dirt do you got in front of you?
All right, Big Bang Theory star Kaley Cuoco getting criticized. She's being mask shamed, basically. But it's for wearing a mask.
What?
While working out.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Really?
I know, this is so dumb. According to Ace Showbiz, she posted a video of herself working out on Instagram, but then people started commenting on why she was wearing a mask, saying you don't need to, don't use a mask to exercise, CO2, nice going. But, you know, she responded, for everyone and their mask comments, I wear a mask when I'm in an enclosed space around others, which I was. I'm protecting myself and everyone around me. That's why I choose to wear a mask. Thanks for playing.
People just need to zip it when it comes to that.
They really
do. You know
what
I mean? Like, why? Just keep it to yourself. Remember, like, when you
were young? So let me get this straight.
Your mom used to say, just keep it to yourself.
So trolls have gotten to the point where they're not even trolling people for doing the wrong things. Now they're trolling people for doing the right things.
Unbelievable.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
You keep it up, Kaylee. You got this, girl. Bachelor Nation star Victoria Fuller has confirmed she and Chris Soules are over, saying, I'm in a different place than he is. She says she wants to focus on herself. Now she shared the news with Nick Vial on his podcast, The Vial Files, which I think he should just rename The Bachelor Breakup Show, because honestly, that's all I ever hear coming from The Vial Files is all about the breakups these days. It's sad. Well, the latest updates on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. It's been a while since we talked about them.
Yeah, like days.
They finally paid back the $3 million in British taxpayers' money they used to renovate Frogmore Cottage, which they didn't live there too long. Harry's 36th birthday is coming up next Tuesday. And according to Daily Mail, David Foster and Catherine McPhee are throwing him a party. Low key, they say. We'll see. Meghan suing Splash News after they took pictures of her with her son Archie. Yeah, they were outdoors, but she says they scouted her first and then sold the pictures. And Meghan's mom, Doria, she's got a little side gig going on. She quit her post as a social worker at a mental health clinic after Meghan married into the royal family, but now she's teaching a jewelry class at a community college. Well, unfortunately, those lessons are on hold right now because of the pandemic, but I'm sure she's keeping busy helping out with little Archie. So there's your royal update.
Do it virtually. That's awesome.
Yes,
it would be great to have the money you need and then to do the thing that you love. So happy
for her. That's true. I know. That's good for her. She seems like a nice lady. Well, stars, we have lost Kevin Dobson, best known for his roles in Knots Landing, Kojak, and Days of Our Lives, has died at the age of 77. And what his obituary says, that in lieu of flowers, Kevin would prefer and always said, if you love America, thank a vet. I think that's great advice. And Dame Diana Rigg, legendary stage, television, film actress, passed away from cancer at the age of 82. Now, she was also a Bond girl, and I'm not really familiar with most of her earlier work, but I do know her from Game of Thrones as Lady Olenna. She was Marjorie Tyrell's sassy grandmother.
Oh, I know. Did she have a fancy headdress? Am I thinking of
yes.
a woman? Yeah,
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
she's the one.
Strong woman, yeah.
Yes, I loved her personality. Yeah, she had such a great role. She had 4 Emmy nominations for that role. And she was the one who, spoiler alert, killed King Joffrey. So she was always one of my favorites on the show. Hilaria and Alec Baldwin have revealed their son's name, Eduardo Pau Lucas Baldwin. And according to the announcement, his name means wealthy guardian of peace and light. Well, we at least know the wealthy part to be true. We'll have to see if he lives up to the rest of his name as he grows older. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS. Yes.
It is 8:41. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Let's get to those latest gossip headlines. Who are we talking about today, Dina?
All right. Looks like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt not really agreeing on this whole co-parenting thing. It was going well, but tensions are escalating. Brad wants 50-50 joint physical and legal custody. Angelina's not really agreeing on this. She doesn't want the kids in L.A. so much, and that's where they are. So we'll have to see. They're doing court in October. Let's hope they can work it out. Fuller House star Candace Cameron Bure is, well, sorry not sorry for a picture she posted of her and her husband that upset fans. So in this photo on Instagram, Candace and her husband are standing together and he's got his arm around her, but Well, let's just say it's where his arm is resting that has fans upset. Yeah, she got backlash. She took the photo down, but then she reposted it saying, like, you know, this makes me laugh because it's my husband. We have fun together. He can touch me anytime he wants, and I hope he does. This is what a healthy, good marriage and relationship is about. I'm sorry if it offended you. I'm actually not sorry. I'm glad we have fun together after so many years.
One of those sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. But you know what? I get what she's saying, but I get what other people are seeing too, especially during the hashtag MeToo times.
Right, right.
You know, you do have to be a little more sensitive about what you post. Why does Big Brother let this kind of stuff happen? Some of the house guests were seen on the feeds making fun of another house guest, Ian Terry, because he has autism. There were a group of them making fun of him behind his back, as you can see in the video at TMZ.com. But now one of them in particular, Nicole Franzel, is losing out with Olay Skincare. She's been a brand ambassador for them, but they said, well, sorry, we have zero tolerance for bullying. We don't support that behavior. I think they should all suffer some consequences, though. Like, why doesn't the network do something about this?
Right.
But people still watch. Publishing company HarperCollins is suing Lindsay Lohan. She had a book deal with them, apparently, according to TMZ. This was back in March of 2014. It was supposed to be done a year later. That deadline passed, and HarperCollins said, okay, we'll give you a little more time, a couple more years. And they gave her a big advance, $365,000, just to get her going. Still no books. So we fast forward to September of 2018 when HarperCollins said, okay, deal's off. Give us our money back. Crickets on Lindsay's end. And the lawsuit begins. But honestly, HarperCollins should be breathing a sigh of relief. Like, consider this a bullet dodged. You really want to get into business with Lindsay Lohan? Haven't you ever seen how everything turns out with her?
Really? Like, yeah.
It just seems like a blessing in disguise.
Collins and drama. You know, people that just are surrounded by drama and they draw it on themselves.
Yes, they should honestly be grateful for this and just suck it up as a loss at this point.
Wow.
And that is your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 845 right now, and we wanted to take a moment. We wanted to do a moment of silence. Of course, today is 9/11, and 19 years ago, those terrorist attacks happened, brutal thing happened in the country. And today there's a lot of remembrance ceremonies across the country and in Massachusetts, too. Up in Boston right now, they're streaming the State House speech by Governor Charlie Baker, and they're reading off the names of 206 people who died in the terrorist attacks. And they were from Massachusetts.
That had ties to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It was a day that we'll never forget. That was the year my daughter was born. She was just a few months old when it happened. And it's impacted me. I will never forget that day, where I was, what I was doing when that news came across. I think we all feel that way.
Yeah, I remember I was on the radio back then, and one happened. And at first, they thought it was an accident. It was just like a freak accident. And then the next one hit. And then obviously we all knew something bad was happening. So we wanted to take a minute here just to have a moment of silence, like most other people are in the world right now, to mark the exact time that the first plane crashed into Manhattan. And now a moment of silence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.